If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. I wanted to start off by thanking you guys so much for being loyal listeners. We really appreciate all your support all year. And we wanted to bring you a recap. This is part two of the best shows of the year. Now, I have definitely my favorites. I do love everybody. I have a method to my madness. I book every guest and I love every topic and everyone's story. So it was very hard to pick this list. But today's list, part two, is some of the biggest celebrities who we hit huge numbers. It was essentially your favorite episodes. So we're going to play a clip of the top, 15, let's say, of the best episodes that did the best this year, had the highest numbers, which means you guys really loved it the most. Without further ado, I'm just going to get right into it. I'm going to start off with a guest who was so off the charts that we couldn't believe how many of you listened, is the first thing. The second thing is we didn't know so many people watched TLC and Sister Wives, but that has a huge fan base. I had followed Mary Brown for a long time. I found her very interesting and I wanted to have her on. We spent over 6 months talking back and forth, and finally she actually flew to me in Palm Beach so that we could have a conversation in person. I loved listening to her. I loved her story. And she's, these people are so interesting. Getting to know what polygamy was like was quite interesting, to say the least. So, known to millions as one of the original stars of Sister Wives, Mary Brown's story is one of resilience and reinvention. After years of navigating the complexities of plural marriage in the public eye, Mary has emerged as a voice for personal empowerment and transformation. Her journey from reality TV star to independent entrepreneur and advocate for self-discovery is both inspiring and relatable, showing that it's never too late to redefine your path. In our conversation, Mary shared the challenges of moving on from a life so deeply intertwined with a unique and often polarizing lifestyle. She opened up about finding her voice, building a thriving business, and embracing new opportunities for growth and happiness. Mary's story is a testament to the power of perseverance and the courage it takes to forge a new identity on your own terms. Here is a clip from my interview with Mary Brown of Sister Wives.
In the plural community, in a polygamous family, like, it is so looked down on. I was raised basically in hiding. Wow. Like, okay. I had to hide. My mom taught me homeschool. And this is before we even had another mom in the family.
Okay.
But back in the 70s, you know, when you're doing homeschool. That was like very taboo. That was a no-no.
But why do you think hiding? Just because there was a sense of shame or just because you were very private? And
no, you could get in trouble. My parents could have gotten in trouble just for doing homeschool back in the 70s. Oh, I see. And then having multiple wives. Like, right. This is Utah.
Yeah.
This is Utah we're talking, and it's illegal.
Yeah.
You know, so people were put in jail all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I didn't realize that. Few figures spark as much debate in the self-help and spiritual community as Teal Swan. With her bold approach to trauma healing and emotional introspection, Teal has amassed a global following while also drawing criticism for her unconventional methods. As an advocate for deep emotional healing, she invites people to face their pain head-on, a philosophy that has both empowered and divided audiences. In our conversation, Teal unpacked the principles of her teachings, offered insights into the process of self-awareness, and shadow work. She addressed the controversy surrounding her practices with candor, inviting listeners to explore their own emotional landscapes with an open mind. Whether you agree with her methods or not, Teal's message challenges to reconsider the way we view healing and accountability and the pursuit of inner peace. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should listen to it in full, but here is a clip from my interview with a very interesting Teal Swan. It's better to just ask you, how would you describe you and what you do?
I would describe myself as a new thought leader. I am here to change humanity's mind, specifically in the direction of what alleviates suffering. I see myself as an expert in human suffering, first and foremost. So I want to answer to the things that people are struggling with. And you can do that in a myriad of different ways, whether it's, you know, creating one of these frequency paintings behind here, or whether it's releasing a video about some kind of a relationship pattern, or whether it's hosting an event. I mean, there's so many different ways to approach the struggles that people are facing. So that's right. Why it seems like I'm a jack of all trades.
Did you grow up spiritual?
That's a kind of hard question to answer because I always had spiritual abilities and I could never really plug into this physical time-space reality the way that other people can. So I was born this profoundly spiritual being, but into a family which was not spiritual.
Bam Margera, once synonymous with outrageous stunts and wild antics, is now embarking on a deep personal journey of recovery and redemption. Known for his larger-than-life persona on Jackass and other projects, Bam's struggles with addiction and mental health have been well-documented in recent years. But today, he's determined to take control of his narrative, focusing on healing and rebuilding his life. In our conversation, Bam spoke candidly about the highs and lows of his career, the toll fame took on his mental health, and the steps he's taken to turn his life around. He shared hard-won lessons about resilience, accountability, and the importance of a strong support system. He showed up in Palm Beach with his new wife, Danny. I met them the night before, and we went to Hard Rock Hotel in Miami, and we saw bare-knuckle boxing together with Michael Lohan. I know that sounds crazy. It's a weird group, but we had the best time. Then they came and met me in my studio in Boca, and then they canceled their hotel reservation and came and stayed in my house for two nights. And I got to tell you, they were so down to earth. We watched Dateline. We made dinner. They hung out with my dogs. I fell in love with Bam and his wife, and we have remained very close friends. So I hope you watch this episode in full. But Bam's story is a raw and honest look at the realities of addiction and recovery, offering hope and inspirations to others facing similar challenges. He talks all about what it was like being on Jackass and life after Jackass. You will not regret listening to that episode in full. But here is a clip from my conversation with Bam and his wife, Danny.
So now I went to this bare knuckle boxing match, and because Knoxville is such a I want to fight him big time. I will drop him like a DC-10. He's going down. Knoxville, if you double dog dared him to do anything on Jackass, he has to do it because he's handsome and brave and uncoordinated. Well, I triple dog dare you, Knoxville, to hop in a ring with me. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
So in a little less than a month, it'll be coming a year that I've been sober and clear-minded. I'm in the right frame of mind. And all I know is that Conor McGregor likes my idea and post, and he's the motherfucking man. I will train for this. I will take it serious as shit water.
This next episode was absolutely amazing for me. Kathy Griffin's six-year hiatus from the public spotlight wasn't just a break. It was a period of profound reflection and rebuilding. After facing immense backlash and personal challenges, the iconic comedian is reclaiming her voice and proving once again why she's a force to be reckoned with in entertainment. Known for her sharp wit and fearless approach to comedy, Kathy's comeback is as bold and unapologetic as the career that made her a household name. In our conversation, Kathy shared the journey of navigating public scrutiny, mental health struggles, and finding her way back to the stage. She reflected on the lessons she's learned about resilience and forgiveness and staying true to oneself, even in the face of overwhelming adversity. Kathy's return isn't just a comeback. It's a powerful statement about perseverance, reinvention, and the enduring spirit of comedy. Here's a clip from my conversation with Kathy Griffin.
It's hard to be a woman who's notorious.
Yeah.
And you and I are both not just well-known names. You and I are both now in the notorious category, which neither one of us signed up for. But that's the deal. Look, the great Jane Fonda told me about the Trump head picture. She said, that's going to be on your tombstone, kid. Just deal with it. Wow. And I would pass that on to you, meaning at first I would get really mad when people kept asking me about the Trump experience over and over. And then I realized, you know what? That's actually a normal, okay question. Mm-hmm. If I didn't know me, but if I took myself out and you said, hey, you're going to meet Kathy Griffin, I admit, I probably want to ask her maybe one question about the Trump photo. Mm-hmm. So I've learned, explain it in a succinct way. Don't be offended if someone asks.
Right.
So
I'm gonna get over that hump that they're stuck on and move on.
Get it out.
Yeah.
And so I say it with a smile and I'm really honest.
Renee Graziano, best known as the outspoken and dynamic star of Mob Wives, has spent years redefining her life beyond reality TV spotlight. From overcoming addiction to rebuilding her sense of self, Renee's journey is a powerful example of redemption and personal growth. Her story highlights the complexities of family loyalty, personal struggles, and the determination it takes to carve out a new chapter. In our conversation, Renee shared the challenges of leaving behind a tumultuous past and the work she's done to heal and empower herself. She also opened up about her ongoing efforts to support others facing similar battles, offering a message of hope and resilience. Renee's transformation is an inspiring reminder that it's never too late to rewrite your story and live life on your own terms. I hope you enjoy a clip from my conversation with Renee Graziano.
Did you know who your dad was or what your dad was when you were growing up?
No, I didn't figure it all out until I was about maybe 16. And someone had said to me, oh, that's TG's daughter. And they said, oh yeah, father's a captain. I go, my father doesn't drive a boat. And my friend looked at me and he was like, shh. And I was like, he doesn't sail a ship. And I was serious. And I went home and I was crying. I was like, Dad, is that why you're always on the road? And he was like, oh my God, sit down, Renee.
Oh, you know, wow.
It wasn't like a lot of kids learn about birds and bees. And I learned about captains and soldiers. You know what I mean? So when Mob Wives did come about, for me, that was, oh, okay. I found my niche. I can talk about where I come from and make people understand the little bit of the crazy that's in Renee, as well as all the love that's in Renee.
Getting this guest on my show, I felt like was such an honor. Carney Wilson, the powerhouse vocalist behind a band that I grew up listening to, Wilson Phillips, has faced her share of ups and downs in the public eye. From her struggles with weight and health to her incredible career in music, Carney's journey is one of resilience, self-discovery, and embracing authenticity. As someone who has always been open about her personal challenges, Carney continues to inspire on others with her honesty and strength. In our conversation, Carney speaks about her lifelong battle with body image, the pressures of fame, and how she's found balance in her personal and professional life. She shared her insights on self-love, family, and the importance of staying grounded through life's highs and lows. Carney's story is a powerful reminder that true beauty lies in embracing who we are, imperfections and all.
And they would say, like, you're selling like 150,000 records a week, and we couldn't comprehend any of it.
Right.
It was very, you know, we were on tour. It was like a promotional tour. It was nonstop. We loved it. We were grateful. And we knew that people were calling the radio stations and requesting it. And we were like, it's working, you know?
Right. I've seen how proud you are of your daughter and her singing career. How did your parents, I mean, your parents must have been so proud. What were the conversations between you and your parents back then?
Well, we weren't really seeing our dad much in the beginning, but then later when we kind of reunited about 3 years after the first record came out, he told us that he was following us on the charts every week. He loved our sound, still loves our sound, and still talks about, he loves our group. It's very precious.
Let's think back to how you felt 5 or even 10 years ago. Now ask yourself, what if you could age better, not just get older? Renew Youth makes it possible. Renew Youth has been a pioneer in longevity medicine for over 25 years, building lifelong relationships with clients to help them look, feel, and live better as they age. With personalized treatments tailored just for you, Renew Youth offers solutions like hormone replacement for women and men to address symptoms like fatigue, weight gain, and hot flashes. It's easy to get started. After a free consultation with a live expert, you'll review lab work results together and design a personalized plan with a Renew Youth doctor. You administer treatments at home on your schedule, and their team is there every step of the way. For a limited time, my listeners get 50% off your initial lab testing. Visit renewyouth.com/misunderstood today to start your journey to aging better. That's renewyouth.com/misunderstood, spelled MISSUNDERSTOOD, for 50% off your initial lab testing. Hey, Misunderstood listeners, are you working on your New Year's resolutions yet? Well, why don't we start 2025 off with vitality and balance by embracing the all-natural wellness solutions from Holistic Goddess. Their signature collection offers products like the Heart, Liver, and Kidney Blend for daily vitality designed to support your body's essential functions. Enhance your skin routine with their Rose Quartz Roller, promoting circulation and a radiant complexion. For mental clarity, consider their cognitive brain support supplements crafted to boost focus, cognitive health. Otherwise, try my favorite, which is Dreamies. I have had such problems with my sleep in the past, even having to take prescription drugs to help me fall asleep. But with Dreamies, I fall asleep and I don't need anything else. And I wake up completely refreshed. Visit holisticgoddess.com and use the code UNDERSTOOD for 20% off. Explore these products and more and take the first step toward a healthier, more empowered you this new year.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Gerdy Abrera, one of the standout stars of The Real Housewives of Miami, is so much more than a reality TV personality. As a sought-after event planner and philanthropist, Gerdy has built a reputation for excellence, creativity, and a fiery determination that shines both on and off the screen. Her journey from a young girl in Haiti to a successful entrepreneur and TV star is a testament to her resilience and ambition. Gerdy came and met me in Boca in studio, and we had the best time. We still keep in touch, I found her to be fascinating. She shared insights into balancing the demands of reality TV with her thriving career and personal life. She opened up about her passion for empowering women, navigating the spotlight, and staying authentic in an industry that often demands perfection. Gertie's story is a vibrant celebration of hard work, cultural pride, and the importance of lifting others as you climb. Here is a clip from my conversation with Gertie.
So then when they called, I was like, you know what? This sounds actually nice. You know, I get to dress up. I get to, you know, socialize, the whole thing. So I love this idea. And I knew what the show was about. I was already watching Bravo shows. I just knew who I was. And I said to myself, listen, you could not literally get me to physically, you know, wrestle with someone for anything other than don't fuck with my family, right, type of thing. Like, you know, don't, you know, there were rules of engagement that were already taught to me that I knew I would never cross. So I'm like, I can handle a lot of situations. And honestly, being a wedding planner, I know how to mediate,
right,
you know?
Of course.
And so, and I know how to find my words and use my words, unlike some people, you know, like, so that's what I thought it would be great. And I'm a great role model. And I'm like, you know what? If not me, who? Okay, no, I'll give me the baton. I'll do this.
I'll raise
So
my
I was
hand
very
for
happy
that.
And proud to be like a representative of Haitian people, Black women, you know, boss women, you know, just a lot of check boxes were checked. And I thought that it was a good fit.
Nico Moon is redefining country music with his infectious energy, feel-good lyrics, and a unique fusion of genres. As a singer-songwriter with a knack for creating anthems that resonate with audiences across the world, Nico's music is a celebration of life's simple joys and everyday beauty. From penning hits from some of the biggest names in country to stepping into the spotlight as a solo artist, Nico's journey is one of creativity, perseverance, and positivity. In our conversation, Nico discusses his creative process, the story behind his songs, which you won't believe, and the influences that shaped his signature sound. He also shared how he stays grounded while navigating the highs and lows of the music industry. Whether you're a lifelong country fan or new to the genre, Nico's message of joy and optimism is a breath of fresh air that will leave you inspired. Here is a clip from my conversation with country star Nico Moon.
The song was written by three people, me, Zach Brown, and our buddy Wyatt Durrett. We were in Dallas one night, Dallas, Texas, and at a bar, and Wyatt ran into this girl at the bar. They got to talking, and he ended up finding out she had a boyfriend. And so before, you know, they left, you know, their little interaction, he said, hey, if things change, keep me in mind.
Oh, my God.
And that was such a, for us, like, we just thought that was such a funny thing as we were talking about it later on that night, you know, and that's really where the inspiration for where that song came from.
Oh, my
and
God.
They ended up running into each other like a couple years later in Dallas.
Please tell me they got together.
They're married now.
Stop.
They're married now, and they have a beautiful baby girl.
London Roberts is a name that has captured headlines for her connection to Hunter Biden, but her story goes far deeper than her publicized legal battles. As a mother and author, London has emerged as a voice for women navigating complex personal and legal challenges. Her new book, out this year, candidly explored resilience, identity, and the strength it takes to stand firm in the face of adversity. In our conversation, London opened up about her journey as a single mother, her battle for recognition, and the lessons she's learned along the way. She shared how she's turning her experiences into advocacy for other women in similar situations, emphasizing the importance of empowerment and self-worth. London's story is a testament to the power of perseverance and the courage it takes to speak your truth. Here is a clip from my conversation with London Roberts.
Obviously, the court comes back and says that he is the father. How did he respond to that?
With a general denial. And I was kind of taken back by it because I didn't think that he would deny it. And then I didn't think, you know, that he would deny ever even knowing me and want to know if he was even in the country during that time. And I was just like, I was so mind blown. Me and my friend, the mutual friend was actually here for Navy's birthday the other day. And we got to sitting down and talking. And she was like, that is like gaslighting 101. She was like, that is the biggest public gaslight of all time is what he did to you. Because at one point, you know, I'm calling her and I'm like, this did happen, didn't it? Like, I did know him, right? She's like, oh my gosh, yes. I was like, I feel like I'm losing my mind. You know, you read about those cases of these people with all these mental disorders. And now I'm feeling like, you know, I've diagnosed myself with one.
Okay, guys, if you don't know this name, you're either too young or you've been living under a rock. For years, Lorena Bobbitt was known for one of the most infamous incidents in modern history. But today she's using her platform to speak out on domestic violence and reclaim her narrative. As a survivor and advocate, Lorena has transformed her pain into purpose, working tirelessly to raise awareness and support for others affected by abuse. Her story is no longer about sensational headlines. It's about resilience, healing, and creating change. I flew to DC. It took me over a year to book Lorena on my show. She had changed her last name for obvious reasons. Finally, I was able to sit down with her. We have a very lengthy 2-hour conversation of what happened leading up to the event of the night where she, let's just say it, cut off her husband's penis, and also talked about what has happened since. In our conversation, Lorena reflected on her journey from victim to advocate, sharing the lessons she's learned about forgiveness, empowerment, and the importance of breaking cycles of violence. She actually talks about what happened that night. You're not going to want to miss it. But her candid insights into her personal struggles and triumphs offer hope and strength to survivors everywhere, reminding us all of the power of reclaiming one story and building a brighter future. Here is a clip from my conversation with Lorena Bobbitt.
In the case of Commonwealth of Virginia versus Lorena Lenore Bobbitt, criminal number 33821. We, the jury, find the defendant, Lorena Lenore Bobbitt.
The moments before they said guilty or not guilty, what did you think?
Okay, so I am glad that you asked me that question because no one have asked me that question, first of all. And because I did not know what to expect, I just hoped for the best. And it was my life, whether I'm going to go for 20 years to prison, because that was the sentence if I was going to get convicted.
Or go home.
Or go home.
Right.
And so I saw this lady and she is smiling. And when they said, the judge asked her, the juror reached the verdict, and she said yes with a smile in her face, with a smile on her face. And I said, oh my God, so that's good news. And I catch that up on her. And when she read it, not guilty, the verdict, it was a big, even more relief for me.
Yeah.
But I knew that once I saw her smiling,
right, you had it,
I knew it. I said, oh my God, God is great. Because, you know, this is what the truth literally sets you free.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Lorena Lenore Bobbitt, not guilty of malicious wounding as charged in the indictment by reason of insanity.
Dita Von Teese, the queen of modern burlesque, is a cultural icon who has redefined beauty, glamour, and empowerment. Known for her elaborate performances and timeless style, Dita has built a career on celebrating femininity and self-expression. Her work transcends performance art, serving as a reminder that confidence and individuality are the ultimate forms of beauty. In our conversation, Dita shared her journey from small-town girl to global burlesque superstar, highlighting the challenges and triumphs along the way. She spoke about the art of reinvention, the importance of owning your power, and the enduring allure of old Hollywood glamour. Dita's story is as inspiring as it is enchanting, offering a masterclass in living unapologetically and authentically. Here is a clip from my conversation with Dita Von Teese.
You know, like I remember being like headlining a strip club in Pittsburgh, you know, at a truck stop with a billboard and being like, huh. My name, I have all the pictures to prove it to you. Like, here I am proudly standing in front of my strip club billboard in Pittsburgh, you know, or Wichita Falls. And that to me, I was like, this is my moment. This is the pinnacle of my life. This is as good as it gets. Like, and I genuinely believed it. And I was genuinely grateful for it, you know, like for everything I was doing. And it made it so that everything I did, whether it was, you know, doing my little feather fan dance in a beat down strip club for, you know, whoever. I was having fun, and I feel like, I don't mean to be like all universe, but it is like, I didn't ask for anything more. I just did my best and enjoyed what I was doing at the time and appreciated the moment.
Few reality stars have achieved the longevity and cultural impact as Johnny Bananas. As a veteran of MTV's The Challenge, Johnny's wit, strategy, and larger-than-life personality have made him a fan favorite for over a decade. But beyond the competitions and drama, Johnny is a savvy entrepreneur and entertainer who continues to evolve and stay relevant in the fast-paced world of reality television. In our conversation, Johnny came and met me in Boca Florida. I absolutely loved him, had great chemistry. I found him to be a phenomenal guy. He shared behind the scenes stories from the challenge and the lessons he's learned about competition, adaptability, and navigating the pressures of fame. He also spoke about his plans beyond reality TV, proving that his success is no accident, but the result of hard work and strategic thinking. Johnny's story is a testament to the power of reinvention and the embracing of life's challenges head on. Here's a clip from my conversation with Johnny Bananas.
How did you get the name Johnny Bananas?
The origin story actually is from when I was a child. Watched the movie Beverly Hills Cop. Do you remember the part where he sticks the bananas in the tailpipe?
In the tailpipe, yeah. All right,
so that's what I tried to do that to my mom.
Oh, nice.
To prevent her from taking me and my sisters to school. I'm like, oh, this is all, like, this could actually work. Like,
did
I'm
just it gonna, work?
No, it didn't work. Car started right up.
Right. And did the banana explode or anything?
Didn't explode, but it almost like she almost got like carbon monoxide poisoning on her way to work, because basically all it did is just backed up all the exhaust into the car. Before work, she's on the freeway. We lived in Orange County. She worked in LA, hour and a half commute. Goes to the mechanic because her car started filling up with fumes. He looks around a little bit, digs around, finds a whole bunch of bananas in the tailpipe. So she automatically obviously knew it was me. So that was kind of like the first time that I had a run in with bananas, I guess you'd say. Fast forward, I got a job at Banana Republic. My business partner, he had a whole group of friends, and there was three Johnnies in his little group already. So then I became Johnny Bananas because I worked at Banana Republic.
Last but not least, I want to take you to one of the most interesting conversations I've had. If you don't know Rod Blagojevich's name, look him up. He is the former governor of Illinois. His name is synonymous with one of the most notorious political scandals in modern history. But since his release from federal prison, the former Illinois governor has embarked on a journey of redemption and reinvention. Rod is now using his experiences to reflect on the American justice system, personal accountability, and the possibility of second chances. I went all the way to Chicago. I met up with him in person, and I was shocked with how open and raw he was. He candidly discussed the lessons he's learned from his downfall, the challenges of rebuilding his life, and his renewed perspective on politics and public service. He discusses everything that led up to him going to prison, what it was like being in prison for the 7 years he was there. It was one of the most exciting interviews I've ever done, honestly. He shared insights into the complexities of the justice system and the importance of perseverance in the face of adversity. Rod's story is a compelling exploration of how failure can lead to growth and how even the most public mistakes can be a platform for positive change. Please listen to an excerpt from my conversation with Governor Rod Blagojevich.
I had opportunities to go on television and proclaim my innocence.
Right.
Some of the lawyers that I had were telling me, you do this at your own peril. I was discovered by Donald Trump because I think he saw that. And that's how I got invited on Celebrity Apprentice. And Rachel, I've got to tell you, it's the hand of God for sure. It was a miracle. Because had I not been on Celebrity Apprentice, I'm still in prison till May of 2024. So years before I'm on Celebrity Apprentice, never in my wildest dreams do I imagine he's ever going to run for president, much less get into politics.
Right.
He did something that I'd like to share with your audience after it was over. But they aired it in, I think, March of 2010.
Okay.
And they had all of the contestants who'd been fired come back for one final episode at NYU University in front of a live audience. There must have been 750 people there. And Trump was throwing me questions and some of us questions. And he threw me a few more because I think he wanted to give me a chance to have airtime. But the audience really laughed at me, and it was probably a derisive laugh. They were not laughing with me, but probably laughing at me. But after the show, my wife and my daughters came up to me. We got in an elevator, and lo and behold, entering that elevator with us was Donald Trump. He was attuned to what that audience had done about an hour before, laughing at their father. And he was sensitive to that. He actually got down to the level of my little girls and said nice things about their father to them and how you should be proud of your father. I really admire your father, how he's fighting back. It was beautiful, very kind, no TV cameras. It was just very naturally kind and generous hearted. And I know a lot of people in politics. I know a lot of them, including Obama. And they would never even think about something like that, much less do something like that. They're just too caught up in themselves.
I want to thank you once again for listening to Misunderstood all year long and making us the show that we are. This was just a little taste of clips of some of the biggest episodes we had this year. If you liked what you heard on any of them, definitely scroll back on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and listen to those episodes in full. Please do me a favor, give us whatever stars you want. 5 stars would be great, and leave a review. It helps us with the algorithms and rising on the charts. We want to, again, thank you for what you've done for us in 2024, and we have such exciting guests coming in 2025, and we do thank you so much. Have a very happy new year and all the best.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.